Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
When I had to get my Social Security card and request all of this stuff by mail, I was actually kind of surprised that I got my Social Security card back so quickly and having to mail my passport in. Now, I only had to mail it into Tacoma, so not very far away, but at the same time, it's still a little bit disconcerting. I'm going, well, how long is this going to take, and am I going to get my passport back? And in fact, the funny thing is, I mailed it certified, which, is what you do, and you return receipt. Never got the return receipt, but about a week later, I got my passport back, and the day after that, I got my Social Security card. So I'm actually kind of surprised that, all things considered, that even though I couldn't go into the Social Security office, that I actually got my card back, well, much quicker than I expected. You still probably can't go in. And I imagine now with, rising COVID cases or whatever, that even if you do go in, yeah, you probably got to wear a mask or whatever. Yeah, it reminds me, I have to go get my, a new driver's license or get it renewed or get my enhanced driver's license since I got to do all that anyway. So yeah, I'm probably going to have to go in and wear a mask because, yes, they've added the mask mandates again here because of rising COVID cases, not like the vaccines have actually done anything to prevent the spread of COVID. They say, okay, well, it reduces your symptoms. Well, yeah, nobody's actually really quantified that in any realistic way. So why did we take these vaccines again? I don't know. But that's a whole different thing. And I'm sure that there's going to be boosters and that kind of thing. Not thrilled about all of that, but it is what the current situation is. And at least I got my at least I have my Social Security card. Don't lose it. I know exactly where it is now. It's not something I hopefully will need anytime soon, other than just getting my new driver's license. Because I guess to get an enhanced driver's license, the one that's compatible with the the Real ID Act, so that I can theoretically travel with it and don't need my passport except when I go international. Yeah. Anyway, that's a whole. But that doesn't look like traveling is going to be happening anytime soon. Just because, I don't know that I would necessarily want to wear a mask the entire time on an air, getting to the airport. Because I noticed that when I picked up my family from the airport, that you have to wear a mask when you go inside the airport, and you pretty much have to wear it on the plane, and you pretty much have to wear it. And if you're flying across the country, that means you're wearing a mask all day, which just sounds gross. Not something I necessarily want to do. So even if, by some chance that I'm allowed to travel for work, I don't know that I want to, because honestly, it's just not something I'm all that, I'm not interested in wearing them. I mean, it's bad enough to wear a mask to have to go to the grocery store or go to Costco or something. Who knows when they're going to, rescind the order again, because it seems like that they put these orders in by edict and not really by, passing a law or something, which is kind of what they're, what they're supposed to do. But, and it's not, again, you can look at the science behind the masks and whether they actually do anything, and maybe they do something indoors. At least they're only mandating it indoors, I don't know. But again, if I got a choice, I'm not going to wear a mask because I don't know that it necessarily does anything. And it seems like if you want to prevent the spread of disease, you should make yourself healthier. All that anybody talks about is getting a vaccine, which, again, hearing about all the spreading even among the vaccinated, it doesn't seem like it's that it's doing what it's supposed to do. And I think the best bet is to get yourself healthier. That's certainly what I focused on in the last 18 months for sure. And I'm not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but doing the miles I've done and I do watch what I eat, and I'm very careful about a lot of what I consume. Yeah, it seems like that if I do encounter the virus, that my body's going to fight it off. And that means I'm also not going to spread it either. So all of that is, it's none of this makes any sense, but kind of rambling here. So I will let this one go.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.